Diego, Delamar,
and it's Gino
on the Morning Rush,
Part 1. Monts Radio RX 93.1, and good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Welcome to a Friday weekend. Yes.
I know.
I'm
finally.
So happy. So happy that this week is over. Well, almost.
Almost. Well, for us, not really.
We got a busy, a very busy weekend, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Actually, busy Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Sunday's
Well, for me, it's a busy Sunday.
Oh, even Sunday?
It's a fiesta. It's fiesta in our area.
Oh.
And although it is a feast of a saint, and I'm not Catholic, and, you know, I don't celebrate that, in our village, there are, like...
And fiestas have become almost, although the roots of it are in
religious,
Catholic,
yes.
You know, like a tradition,
uh-huh.
It's become more of a cultural thing now,
right.
Than it has become a religious thing.
And in our village, there's no other way that you can avoid it. Because,
you can escape.
Yeah, because there is fun run for kids in the morning, and then there are bands at night.
Exactly.
There are cook-offs, yeah. You know, so it's going to be big.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah, you're right. But at least it's not like a work kind
not
of
not work,
thing,
yeah. It's relaxed.
It's busy, but like fun kind of busy.
And it's near your home.
Exactly.
But I'm just glad it's a Friday. I'm so happy it's a Friday.
I know. And well, plus for me, it's a little easier. Remember, I always have this, I'm depressed after a really nice vacation.
Yeah.
At least when I went to work, it wasn't a Monday, so
right.
I didn't have to go through
it's not
the whole...
That, yeah, it's not a long haul.
Yeah.
So it's so quick that it's a weekend already.
Exactly. So not so bad.
So you can cry on Sunday.
I will. But you know, I don't choose dates.
Oh,
it just
okay.
goes on, no matter.
Whenever
the date.
Whenever the urge to cry is there, you give in.
Yes, all the time.
Okay.
All right. So today we've got a top 10 for you guys. We are looking for the top 10 signs that the honeymoon is over.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, like
that the honeymoon is over, whether a literal honeymoon.
Honeymoon or
in a relationship.
In a relationship, but it doesn't just have to be. Like, for example, you're new at a job.
Okay, so you at a job. You love your job. Everybody's so nice to you.
They're so welcoming.
Exactly. And then the sign that the honeymoon is over when... You wake up one morning and you're like, no, can you just kill me now?
Or you wake up one morning and people who were welcoming you starts to backstab you.
Or start to pass off their
work to you. Exactly.
Or they start taking credit for your work.
Right.
Then, you know, it's like, oh, it's over. Relationship naman, much easier.
Yeah, because it's so familiar to us.
Even if it's not a literal honeymoon, yung tapos na yung sweetie-sweetie.
Yeah,
tapos na yung...
the novelty of the relationship has passed.
The example I gave was, dati, sundot hatid.
Uh-huh.
Ngayon, hanggang sundot na lang. Wala na yung hatid.
Ay! What's going on?
Parang, what are the signs? So whatever it is, whether it's with a best friend.
Yes, even barkadas, we're so happy.
There. Sometimes barkadas, parang you all love each other to death.
You can't believe your luck that you found each other as friends.
Until yung isa umutang dun sa isa tapos hindi nagbayad.
Yes.
Then you know the honeymoon is over.
Or until you find out that they've been going out without you.
Yes. The moment, let's say barkada kayo, let's say a group of 10.
Yeah.
Tapos biglang nalaman mo, yung lima gumawa ng lakad na hindi sinabi dun sa kabilang lima. So,
then you
parang,
know.
Whoa, there's a...
Yeah, the honeymoon
parang,
is over.
A split, parang ganun,
yes.
That sort of thing. So, as long as it's a sign that the honeymoon is over, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #HoneymoonIsOver.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to this Friday weekend. It's already April 5, 2013. My name is Del. All right, the news at 6:19. A moderate earthquake shook buildings in the Philippine capital, Manila, on Thursday, according to the government, although there were no immediate reports of damage or casualties. The quake struck in the rural north of the country, according to the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology Chief Renato Solidum, as he was speaking to the AFP, describing it as moderate and adding he did not expect damage in the capital. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake, with a magnitude of 5.3, struck at 10:27 a.m., 158 kilometers northeast of Manila. It had a depth of 38 kilometers.
You know, if I were... is the PhilVox chief... I'm sure he's like a PhD.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't think you reached that.
He should be called... I would nickname myself Dr. Doom. D-U-M. You know, if you were a comic book fan...
He is already Solidum.
Solidum. So I'd be like Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom.
That would be cute. Diba? Parang...
And then he starts to speak of earthquakes. Diba? And using like, it's the end of days.
Dr. Doom.
But wow, 10:27, we were still here.
We were here.
Well, you were still here. I was on my way down to... I was in the elevator at the time.
Because when Rico Robles said, hey, there was an earthquake, I was the only one here left.
Right, right.
Yeah. And people who started tweeting that there was an earthquake.
Did they feel it? Did people feel it? Or they just saw the
feed? Yeah, here in the office. Some of our office mates were saying they thought they were dizzy.
Dizzy, yes.
If it's not too strong, you don't see it as an earthquake. You just feel like, I feel a bit woozy. Like,
yeah,
things
right.
Seem to be moving, but they're not. That sort of thing. I didn't feel it. Okay. I was here.
But we know you're numb.
Oh, well, yeah, that too.
There are things. That there are a lot of things that he doesn't feel.
That I shut out.
Yes, you shut out. Mm-hmm. But I was probably on my way down to from here.
Can you imagine if you felt it at the elevator?
Oh goodness me!
You who
the stuff
is
of nightmares.
Scared of you are scared of.
I know. All right, there you go. That is the first news update today here on the Morning Rush. We promise to give you one, hopefully one every hour.
Yes.
And hopefully next we'll be focusing on entertainment.
Yes.
All right, it is a Friday weekend. You've got C, D, and G right here on the Morning Rush. We're live. We're airborne like a virus on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
Get ready! Get ready! Get ready! Get ready!
React, greet, be heard. Facebook.com/RX931. Twitter @RX931.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX93.1.
Have you gotten over our bed yet?
No, because, you know, the only time I'll get over it is when I remember what that song, what this song sounds like.
So what if you never remember?
Then I'll never get over it. Just like some just love like... affairs.
Damn it. He's too quick.
Beat you to the punch.
Diba? No, right? Bitch.
And so we're supposed to get the other bed, diba?
Hey, you wanted to greet someone for the birthday?
Yes. We would like to say...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, we would like to greet somebody a very special happy birthday.
Hopefully she hears it, though chances are she won't.
She's probably
sleeping it off. Happy, happy birthday to Cristal Bello.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Have a great one. And, well, hope you have, like, multiple celebrations.
Those are the best. I'm sure she does. Diba? I'm sure she will.
Like, usually, like, for different groups.
Yeah.
Your barkada in school.
Your barkada in work.
Oh, work.
Your friendly, friendly friends.
So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
What?
Happy birthday.
happy birthday.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Birthday. It's like a, what is it, British? Birthday.
Birthday.
More like Russian. Birthday.
So today is the 5th?
Yes, April 5.
Remember the 5th of April.
Do you remember?
It doesn't have the same ring to it, no?
The 5th of April.
O, pwede rin yan. Remember the 5th of April.
Bitin.
Bitin eh.
Okay naman. Okay. It works for me. Alright, we've got a top 10 for you. Let's do the top 10 signs that the honeymoon is over.
How tapos dapat yung background music natin. After the love is gone.
Well, sometimes not necessarily naman na love is gone. Pero tapos na yung
the sweet stage. You know that stage where everything is just so...
Everything works.
Coming up roses, yeah. You know?
Yung pwede namang you're still together, you're still going strong, pero it's not
parang going steady.
Going steady.
Oh my God. Parang isn't that an air freshener it back is. In the day?
Yeah.
Yung parang green
oh,
na
they don't have it anymore?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't seen it in a while. Going
I don't
steady.
I don't use car fresheners.
Me too.
Because the perfume I use is enough. Mm. You know, girls really do that.
No, so. Your car smells like Scoopy.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When I go into your car now, yeah. Before it was your scent.
But now it's very distinctive.
You've been
it's very distinctive. You medyo may asim.
But now it's Scoopy.
It's him.
As in, mm-hmm. Sometimes when we're not with him, but I'm in your car, I'm like, I smell him. I smell his presence.
Ako sino kaya naamoy ko sa kotse ni Chico?
Sino nga ba?
Kasi hindi si Chico eh, pero parang
it's the dogs.
Hindi, the dogs. It doesn't smell like a dog.
More like a bitch.
Oh. So the honeymoon is over.
Yeah. Nako, talagang sabi ko, ikaw ha, mga pinapatet, huwag mo nang itetext si Del, ha? Bawal ka nang mag-text kay Del.
Nag-text naman ako, sabi ko, sige lang.
Okay, so the top 10 signs that the honeymoon is over. Here we go. Let's try to read off straight from Twitter first, okay? You have to give me some time. The stuff that you sent in. Let's start off with... Okay. With Avria Chocolate. Pag nag-text na ang mother-in-law mo at gustong makabanding ang anak niya. Yung parang she's not afraid anymore of...
Yeah. Of
staking her claim.
Yeah.
He's my son.
Yeah.
Man, is it really that... I wonder if it's really that bad.
It is that bad for some people. It can get that bad. Because I don't think there would be this way of looking at mothers-in-law, you know, unless there were really horrible
where
ones.
There's smoke, there's fire.
Oh, because yeah. It's too much.
Remember, mothers have been in charge of these people, of their children, mm-hmm. all their lives.
And then
you come in and suddenly it's like, what? How come he or she gets to be followed now instead of me? Especially when yung gusto nung mom, hindi ng gusto nung asawa.
What if they're, at odds?
And seriously, the parents will really still feel, no matter how much they vowed in front of the altar that they are now one. Ang feeling nila, they still have like ascendancy.
A claim. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody
yeah,
else.
Exactly it. Yeah.
And it's like, no. When it comes down to it, my opinion matters more. That's the problem.
I think it's because you came from, you know, their uterus.
Exactly.
Diba? I'm the one that had to bear through all this trouble.
Yeah.
No, and not just the bearing of the child.
Yeah.
The rearing, all those years.
Yeah.
The time that you put
say
in.
25 years of raising.
Yeah. Yung parang ako yung nagtanim, like, ako yung nagdilig, ako yung nag-alaga, tapos ikaw yung aani.
Yeah.
Parang ganun.
That's the feeling.
Yeah, that's
and
the feeling.
And it hurts that it happens at a time when the child starts to earn their own money, and then that's when they get married.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, in a very Filipino way, they feel like, wait, I didn't benefit.
Like in a baseball sort of terminology, you're not playing the game anymore. You're just sitting in the dugout and just watching.
Kaya rin they get that whole guilt trip thing. Yung sige, bisitahin mo na lang ako pag sa burol ko.
Nararamdaman mo.
Pag hindi nila kaya na ano, pag hindi nila kaya yung the bully tactic,
yeah.
And they know that they're going to lose, they go that
way.
Yeah. Because they know it works. And
for some, yung mga hindi manhid, paano kung manhid?
Avria Chocolat says, kapag na-max out mo na yung credit limit ng card niya. It's over.
It's over.
Di ba sa una yung parang, sky's
lang,
the limit. Here's my card. Go shopping.
Yeah.
Nako, after a while.
Pag nagbayad na siya, and he feels it.
Lalagyan ka na ng ceilings.
Yung extension mo, meron na ano.
Pero wow naman, do some girls actually get that?
Yes!
Wow!
I know a couple who actually...
What?
Yeah, they have a...
I know a couple of girls who just get like, as in, sustento talaga.
Like a sweldo?
Yeah, sweldo.
Allowance?
Car,
wow!
Diba? Sarap maging girl, no?
Well, some girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Not all. And, I never get a car for...
Maui Camacho says, pag kaya nyo nang mag-CR na pagka nyo na mag-CR ng
sabay. Yeah, you know, they say that's the, ano, diba, na parang whenever you're doing like, either number one or number two in front of somebody, it just takes away the sort of
the romance.
Yeah, the romance to it.
Parang you're the mystery.
Parang all the mystery's gone.
I don't know. I'm trying to look back.
To what?
Pero it takes
to all the movies that I've seen where couples do that.
Pero it takes a long time before you get to that point. Kasi talagang it's so hard to fight the
breaking down the barrier.
Ganun ba? Ganun ba sa inyo? Huh? Ganun ba sa inyo?
Yeah, matagal. Look, Del doesn't even like... Di ba ikaw, you don't even floss with who you're with?
No, I don't like that.
At all?
No.
Flossing lang.
I don't even like gargling in front of someone.
It's so weird.
Why? I think it also has a lot
people,
to do with...
Yeah, pero like the one you're with?
I think it also has a lot to do with how maybe like secure you are with yourself. Kasi parang,
so I'm insecure?
Maybe. No. Hear me out. Like, because you're so worried about what...
They would think.
They would think or they would see that you try to protect that as much as possible. I mean, because these are things that you do in private.
Yeah.
So it's just like... chances are you do it in private because it for you it's sort of
it's
embarrassing.
Unglamorous.
Yeah, it's unglamorous and you don't want them to see that side.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're really just secure and, you know, you just don't care, okay lang.
Like, don't you have, like, farting contests?
Ew.
No,
that just grosses me out.
I don't fart like that.
No. Actually,
in our barkada. Actually, in our barkada, somebody said I'm the only one they haven't heard.
Don't come and make us hear it. This is not like an open invitation. Just so you know.
That one's for you.
And no, but diba, parang you see the logic in it. No.
Parang you don't wanna. Not naman that you don't think that they'll parang they'll stop
run
you
away
or
whatever.
Hindi naman ganon, pero parang nabababa yung tingin nila or you won't be as hot to them or something. Unless I guess they say specifically na parang.
Please fart in front of me.
Kunyari, si person one, very conscious about these things. Tapos sasabihin ni person two na parang, ano ba, ang tagal-tagal na natin magkasama eh.
Notice, person one.
Person two.
Ay, ano ba tawag mo sa kanila? Di ba, they're people.
People.
Yeah, di ba? And Kiko Monster says, pag binubuking ka na ng significant other mo about your footish.
Footish? Or fetish?
And then also
see, that only works if your fetish has your fetish has something to do with feet.
Yeah. Mad Matt Mark says pag plasma na siya. Yung plastic na malandi pa.
Oy, plasma. Wow. That's a new term.
For a girl, diba? No?
Oo.
Plastic na.
Malandi pa.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 signs that the honeymoon is over comes from Avria Chocolate.
She says,
pag meron ng kumatok at sinabing, Sir, 3 hours na po.
The honeymoon is over!
If you want to join us for the top 10 signs that the honeymoon is over, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #It's
Chico.
It's
Delamar.
And it's
Chico
on The Morning Rush. Part
2. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. We've got the top 10 for you today. The top 10 signs that the honeymoon is over.
It's over.
And let's start off with Jagger G says, kapag weekend kayo nag honeymoon, tapos pagising mo, ang panty niya Wednesday.
Hey.
Yikes.
Medyo masama nga
yun. Do people do that? Yung may aral
talaga. Meron daw. Remember we talked about this and then some people actually do that.
It's weird.
That is kind of weird.
So may panty ka for a month. You know what's so annoying? I posted this picture of a stingray when we were in Maldives. Nasa dulo ka ng jetty.
Yeah.
People just sit there and they put lights sa sand.
Okay.
I mean underwater.
Underwater.
So that you can see the fish. So ang ganda talaga.
Okay.
So may dumaan na like... like a 12-foot nurse shark. Talagang gigantic fish. Tapos may dumaan ng talagang huge stingray. Huge. I took a picture of it. Tapos ang lahat sila talagang, ano yan, panty? Kasi para shape bugis na ako. Sabi nila, panting inanod.
Ano ba?
Ano po?
Well, I guess they're not divers.
But,
or familiar with.
Or maybe it's just because yung lighting.
Yung lighting. It looked white.
Because it's dark eh. So, you know.
Laki naman ng panty.
No, laki nga ng panty.
Kasi mantas get really big.
Plus size panty.
It was really big. It was huge. A huge
No, but on the photo kasi, if it's not beside anything, you won't...
Yeah, that's right though.
Really see
right.
the scale.
Tsaka pag gabi, it's just different.
That's why if you're taking a picture daw of landscapes, you have to put a foreground. Kahit bato lang or puno.
Yeah.
To get the...
The massiveness of it.
Yeah. Right. Don't just take a picture
as a point of reference.
A point of reference. Kunyari, you're taking a beach picture. Instead of just taking a picture of the horizon,
yeah.
you take a picture of, let's say, somebody na nakatayo sa beach so that you see the expanse.
Right.
Or like a bottle of beer, because I have so many photos that I've seen na merong bottle of beer, tapos it's the beach.
Just the beach. But, you know, technically speaking,
apparently it's the artsy way to
that's
go.
That's the artsy way to do it talaga. Mm. Always put a foreground. And, OMGN says, dati yung ikaw lang ang mamahalin ko. Ngayon, ikaw naman ang bumili ang mahal eh. Di ba dati parang sagot mo lahat? That's
right.
What a lot of women or wives complain about. Dati parang never ako magbabayad for anything.
Pero di ba equal rights?
Hindi kaya nga, pero nung nanliligaw ka, walang equal rights. Tapos biglang...
No, but I think it should also come from the girl na eh. Na parang at one
ako,
point...
I agree with that.
Na at one point, you can't always let the guy pay. I mean...
Yeah. I agree.
Pero I must say, siguro it's jarring for some women. Na parang all their lives as mag-shota.
Shota!
Oh my God! Sorry, mag-jowa.
Oh my God.
Parang ano, parang they're like... Di ba yung... Tagal mo akong bata, tapos...
Bata!
That's so old. That's like a 16.
Oh my God.
Tagal mo akong bata.
My dad,
tapos,
my 70-plus-year-old dad uses that.
Diba? Nung bata mo ako, lagi mo akong nililibre.
Pero yun na nga eh. Parang, I think it really should just come from... Because okay, on a personal level, I wouldn't mind paying. Pero parang, it would be nice din na... You know, every now and then you offer na parang, yeah. Me naman. Because
I think if the wife works... Because obviously, if she's a stay-at-home
wife,
you know, you're going to have to pay all the time.
Well, you know, that's why when you get married, they have those, you know, the what do they call that? It's not a seminar. No. It's a retreat.
Discovery?
Discovery.
Yeah.
So, it's a retreat that couples go to over the weekend.
Okay.
And what they do there is they thresh out a lot of issues that you don't even know you have.
Some say either you will be so ready to get married or you'll break up.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but that's the point. Because
just to find out, so you don't make a big mistake.
Exactly. Yeah. Baka kasi it's a mistake, and let's face it, a lot of people make mistakes in choosing.
And sometimes you're like with someone, and you don't know that there are issues that are not being resolved.
Yes. Yeah.
Like especially money.
Tapos
stuff that you've never talked about as boyfriend girlfriend.
Yeah.
Kailangan niyo ng pag-usapan
or boyfriend.
Pero hindi kayo abot ng discovery kung boyfriend girlfriend. Kasi hindi naman kayo ikakasal.
Ikakasal, right?
Well, it depends on what country you're in.
Well, here. No.
Well, not here.
Because I think the discovery is just here, you know. Do they have it in another country?
I'm sure they have it in other countries.
I don't think so.
Because both my brothers went through it.
Because you remember in the US, but it's so easy to get married.
I guess that's true. You just go to Vegas.
Pag nag-married ka sa Vegas. Oo. Aanuhin ka pa pa? Tatanuhin ka pa ba ni priest? So, di ba? And also, Camila
says... Was uncalled for.
Diba, no? Camila says, kapag bayad na ang tuition, gamit na ang rubber shoes, at kaya na niyang mag-postpaid plan ng sarili niya.
The honeymoon is over.
Wala na. Tapos na. And also, Chenong says, pag nawala na yung visa nung Gayuma, tapos nagtatanong na siya ng... Sino ka?
Wow, may gayuma. Talaga.
And,
do you think it actually works?
No.
I don't think so.
But then again...
But usually, gayuma naman doesn't mean like you don't remember who you are.
No, I mean like...
Parang it's like a love potion.
Yeah, exactly. But do you think it actually works?
No.
Ako, I don't think so.
Subukan natin.
Sige,
social experiment.
Sige.
Let's buy a bottle of gayum. Di ba binabaspas yun? Yung parang...
Hindi, di ba it's something you drink?
Yeah, either you drink it or you eat it. You put it in your loved ones, the object of your affections, food or drink, surreptitiously. Right. Parang you don't really let them know. Kasi otherwise...
It cancels it out?
I think.
Sige, let's try it one of these days.
Di ba sa kya po?
On whom?
On you. And
you
me.
Na lang.
Tapos titingnan natin kung kanino ko may in love, kung kay Del o kay Gino.
Oh nga, no? How is that? How does that work? Like the first person you see? Parang ganun?
Ang alam ko kasi ganun.
The first person? Parang Harry Potter.
The first person you see or the one who put it in your drink.
Di ba? It was supposed to be for Harry Potter. Tapos ang naka...
Si
Ron.
Ron, yeah.
Kaya siya yung na-in love dun sa girl.
Right.
And, Call of Jutai says,
Call of Jutai.
When you come really late na. Yung parang, bakit parang late ka na umuwi?
Oo.
Diba?
Oo, kasi ang dami mo nang palusot na parang, I'm working.
You're eager to come home early.
Ngayon parang wala na, you're always late.
Minsan nga parang, you just go home early kahit may trabaho ka pa eh.
And the top, a sign that the honeymoon is over, comes from...
Alam mo, mahirap nun? Kung you come home late, tapos iniwan mo pa siya.
Ay, nako.
Diba?
Yeah.
Wait, how's that possible? So, umuwi ka?
Kasi normally, na nagliligawan, maaga kayo umuwi, sinusundo mo siya.
Oh, so you come home early?
Oo. Oh, ngayon, maaga ka nga umuwi, iwanan mo naman yung girlfriend mo or your boyfriend.
Tapos, bitin siya.
Oo. Oh,
parang hindi ako nakauwi.
So, she couldn't come home also because you're the one who...
You're the one. Oh. Iniwan mo siya.
Diba dapat sabay lagi?
Well, dapat.
Dapat naman.
Maganda pagsabay.
Pero minsan naman, basta paunahin mo na lang siya.
Or kung nauna ka man, hintayin mo rin siya.
Bago kayo kumain.
Bago kayo manood ng sine. Bago kayo...
Magpamassage or something.
Oh, diba?
Para fair lang. Para fair.
And the top sign that the honeymoon is over comes from Avria Chocolat and Chenong.
They both say...
Chenong says, pag nakita ni Mrs. na nakapanty na rin si Mister.
Ay.
Honeymoon over.
And from Avria Chocolat, pag nakita ni Mrs. na naglagay ng poster ni Daniel Matsunaga sa kwarto si Mister.
It's not honeymoon that's Tas over. Biglang, the marriage is over.
Honey, it's for you. Promise.
This is for you. Kasi diba, mahilig ka naman sa mga sexy hunky guys.
Jesus.
Tapos talagang, alam mo yung poster nasa bubong.
Parang
bubong, ceiling.
Ah, ceiling pala.
Kisame.
Sorry. Kisame,
Kisame mucho.
Kisame.
Alam mo, ang dated ng mga kanta nyo. Ikaw, Kisame.
At isa man sa akin.
Kisame mucho.
Early 2000s,
exactly.
Diba?
Kisame.
Birthday barley.
Okay, so if you want to join us for the top 10 signs that the honeymoon is over, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag honeymoon is over.
It just keeps getting hotter here in the Philippines, and it'll get even hotter because the brand spanking new BlackBerry Z10 smartphone is now available. And we all know that smartphones help us multitask. And, you know, with all the built-in features. Now, the BlackBerry Z10 has the hub and peak and flow, which lets you easily flow in and out of your conversations. Okay, here's an example. You're enjoying the latest viral video from like Psy or whoever, and then you notice that somebody has sent you a text message. So normally, you either stop what you're doing and then you read the message, or you continue watching, you know, the video, and then an hour later, you realize that you didn't even reply to your crush's movie invite. So, BlackBerry Z10 lets you stay close to everything that's important to you, especially when it's all happening at the same time. All you have to do is swipe your finger to peek into the BlackBerry Hub to look at your messages. And it works even with FB wall posts, Twitter mentions, and other notifications. So there, that's just one of the many amazing features of the new BlackBerry Z10. And, you know, I'd love to tell you more about the other soon. But meantime, you can get your hands on a BlackBerry Z10 smartphone at Globe, Smart, Sun, and all authorized retailers nationwide. So just go to ph.blackberry.com to learn more.
We have more news for you, and it's coming to you at 7:20 in the morning. Here it is. Magic Johnson is loud and proud about his love for his son, EJ. The 20-year-old New York University student's sexual orientation made headlines on Tuesday after he was spotted holding hands with his boyfriend in West Hollywood. Now, the NBA legend says that he could not be any prouder. In a new sit-down interview with TMZ's Harvey Levin, Johnson reveals that he and his wife, Cookie, had the talk with their eldest child when he was around 12 or 13 years old because they believed he was gay and they wanted him to know that they completely supported him. After the talk, EJ breathed a big sigh of relief because he had been worried about his father's reaction since he was a massive sports star. Naturally, not everyone was happy and supportive. In the interview with TMZ, Johnson addressed backlash EJ has received mostly from the African-American community. Quote, "It bothers me that they're discriminating against anybody who's gay. I've been in the gay movement for a long time because of HIV and AIDS. I see young men who are black and who couldn't come out, who couldn't tell their parents, their neighbors. So now, it's my son," unquote. I just love him for doing it.
Yeah.
You know, preparing your child for... Sorry, my two cents worth.
Yeah.
Just as a parent. I've always believed that being a parent has to do with equipping your child for life.
Yeah.
That's why we send them to school so that they will get...
A job.
A job. Yeah. So that when you're gone, they can stand on their own two feet. Equipping your child has a lot to do with everything. Mm-hmm. Emotional reaction to things, mm-hmm. to pain, to heartbreak, to know. And when you see that your child is gay, you know that the life ahead of them mm-hmm. will be...
A difficult one.
Yeah, challenging. Mm-hmm. Some will say easier now in this day and age, but nevertheless, there are hardships.
Still difficult, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you need to equip him, and I love that they said this because that's one less thing to worry about.
Yeah.
Whether your father will approve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, from one point of view, because for others, it's you do not encourage it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
There is another point of view.
You encouraged it.
It's just nice that, because, you know, the initial thought that you have is because, you know, he's a basketball star.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a really male sport. I mean, male-dominated sport. I mean, and then, but to still, you know, openly say that, you know, hey, I support it and I'm completely fine with it.
I think what's, you know, the big difference is that he's had to deal with a lot himself.
Yeah.
Having HIV and having to explain it, and I'm sure he felt how it is to be ostracized.
Right.
How to be marginalized.
Yes.
He's one of the first
to admit that he had HIV AIDS.
I remember that. That was like the early 90s.
And yes. I'm pretty sure he's felt how it is for people to say, you know, we don't want you around
because
you have HIV. So I guess when he sees other people discriminated upon for other reasons other than HIV, he feels for them. That's why he supports these things. And it's like, look, I know how it feels to be cast aside. So he's very supportive of his son and, you know, good for him.
Well.
At least, like you said, it's one less thing his son has to worry about.
And one of the biggest things.
Exactly.
Let's face it.
The support of your parents.
The approval of your parents, you know. But as far as the Johnson family is concerned, you know, they're okay.
Yeah.
Other people might say no.
Yeah.
But within the family, it's all right.
Because you can't control the rest of the world.
Yes, exactly.
The others can say whatever they want. At least in the home front, you know you're good.
Yeah, you know there's love.
Yeah.
And acceptance.
And they got your back.
That's the news. The second one today here on the show. More news update comes your way. Let's see what's... Okay. More news. More entertainment news happens next hour and the hour after that. You're enjoying your Friday weekend with the Kiko Mercado right here on the Summer's Hottest, Star X 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Can we just say hello and good morning to Mr. Perk and also to Popeye over in Singapore? We're supposed to greet some people for her. Okay, I can't find it. Oh, there you go. Hello to to Tina, to Jack, to Rina, and to Paul. That's coming from, well, she's known probably as Cecil, a.k.a. Popeye.
Popeye.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we'll see you soon.
Yes, right. All right.
She's in Singapore. We'll see you soon.
Oh, we'll see you
soon. We'll see you. Very soon.
Very, very soon.
Very, very sneaky. Okay. We've got our top 10 signs that the honeymoon is over. Medyo bagay yung bed. It's a theme.
Why?
It's a little sad.
Because it's sad and
it's
happy.
A little...
Very, you know, feel so good.
For me, that sounds happier, pa.
Me, kasi that's
what it reminds me of is
it's happy sad.
It reminds me of Wicked.
Yeah.
Yung what's that? What's the song? The one where it's always opposite. Damn it. Sorry, sorry. Go ahead. I'll Google it and then I'll sing
it. Okay. And then also, Avria Chocolat says, honeymoon is over. Pag nakita mo sa Facebook na nilike niya at nagko-compliment pa sa picture ng office mate niya na girl.
No naman siguro. Because you will never be able to take away attraction.
I guess.
Pero kasi the honeymoon.
No one else exists.
Like I'm the only girl in the world. Yeah.
That's sabagay, no? It's the honeymoon, not naman the love.
Not naman the love.
The reality bites back, you know, to say, well,
he doesn't have to be cheating.
Yeah. Mm. But if he's attracted to somebody, I mean, that can get in any girl's, like, nerves.
Yeah. Even if you know that it's just that.
Yeah.
Minsan nakakainis eh. Parang, it's like an itch you can't scratch.
Saka lalo na siguro kasi kung office mate, because it's reachable. Whereas like,
and they're always together.
Yeah. Whereas like if it's a celebrity, then it's okay because you know they never really see or talk to each other anyway.
True. I Am Onig says, dati ang theme song nyo, araw-araw, gabi-gabi. Ngayon, gaano kadalas ang minsan?
What are we talking about?
Yung dates.
Dates.
Oh, kasi parang dati, like every
the
night you would go out.
The master crosses the street again.
Have dinner.
He's back.
He's back from vacation.
And also, Adonis Mabangis says, for people in college, lovers in college, pagtapos na ang sem break.
Yeah.
Or summer break.
Kasi it's back to reality.
Back to school.
For us, after Holy Week.
Pero that's like too short.
But that's it.
Honeymoon.
But that's it.
That's our longest holiday.
That's our life.
You know, on a Sunday, which is supposed to be like a happy day for because it's Easter Sunday. You're supposed to be happy already. And then I thought about it and I was like, oh my God, I don't have anything else to look forward to this year. I mean, in terms of vacation. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like a...
We do have leaves still.
I know, but...
Outside of leaves.
Yeah.
Kasi ito, hindi to leave eh. Have a... Like a 4-day break.
At least for us DJs, that's the one thing that we look forward to in the year. Because it's the 4 days...
That is true.
That, you know, you don't actually have to take a leave.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I have something to look forward to. It's really long.
I know. Kung pwede lang din kami.
Another break.
Kung pwede lang din kami.
That
you
is
know.
True.
You know.
And also, let's see here. From Keith Lenz. Dati Alabang to Fairview, okay na okay, via Skyway pa. Ngayon, Alabang to Las Piñas, nalalayuan na.
Yeah.
Kasi, nakuha mo na eh. Girlfriend eh.
Sadly, I can relate to that.
To that one?
Yeah.
Yung para suddenly, the drive seems longer than it used to be.
And you're more... Because... Wala, you're more... talaga, papasundo ka pa.
Yeah.
Yung parang ganon. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And
brave ka ngayon, ah?
No, it's just...
You're emotionally adventurous, ah?
No naman, it's just wala na.
In admitting things, ah?
Better to be honest about it.
Yeah. At saka it's no ano naman. I think it's a given.
I don't think kasi it's too sustainable, eh, na parang like, let's just say... I mean, obviously...
Real life,
deal with the reality of it, that when things are really new... You're just more excited. Yeah. You're just more like, oh, I'll do anything. And then eventually, you can't sustain that level.
Because I guess it's the shift.
Yeah.
Sometimes the shift comes so naturally.
Yeah.
That parang, you know, as you said, the girl starts to say, no, let's half the bill.
Yeah.
And then the guy sees, oh, wow. That's part of his honeymoon.
Yeah.
Because he now sees he's not just the one, you know, kind of
exactly.
Paddling the boat.
Exactly. The honeymoon. No boy.
What's wrong with
the
that?
Honeymoon, no, the grum.
Honeymoon.
No, you know what I mean? The honeymoon has to be... It can't always be one-sided.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I guess, kunyari, that paying of the bills thing. If the girl suddenly goes, hey, let's have the bill naman. Very smooth. Diba?
Yeah.
It means then it's the other way around. Dati kung kumain siya, half a sandwich lang. Ngayon, steak and lobster na. Diba? So parang... this is getting a little difficult.
Ay.
IEMD says, pag mas madalas ng himasin ni Mister, ang Xbox, PS3, remote control, at shot glass sa gabi kesa kay Mrs.
Mm.
Mas madalas ng yun ang kanyang...
But there's nothing wrong with playing.
Says the gamer.
Hey!
I see. This would be a problem for girls who will be in a relationship with you.
Well, I've always believed in still keeping your identity.
Yeah.
Like who you are. You know
pero
what I mean?
Pag mas madalas.
Oo, eh. Kasi ito iba eh. Parang you hardly, you know.
Eh, paano kung yung identity mo? Mas mahilig ka talaga sa gaming kaysa sa babae. Eh, di.
Pwede mag-girlfriend.
Bagay.
Pwede.
Oh,
mag-vibrate naman yung controller.
Why? Would that be?
Kung kailangan mo magpa-massage. Kasi diba usually pag masakit yung ulo mo, like your girlfriend will come up, oh babe, sige na, I'll massage your head na
pero
lang.
Pero diba parang mas masarap pag tao yung nagmamassage?
Oh, syempre. Pero wala kang choice eh. Mas pinili mo yung gaming eh.
Hirap naman ng masigog na.
Wala.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 signs that the honeymoon is over comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
kapag yung warm hugs napalitan ng cold shoulder.
No.
Diba?
Actually.
Diba?
Yeah.
Tsaka yung dati, diba pag nag-away kayo, parang it's so easy to... In Tagalog, yung magpalampas.
Lalambingin.
Or yung palampasin mo
yung
na
parang
lang.
Huwag na, okay lang.
Ngayon, pinapatulan mo na.
Lahat, pinapatulan
everything.
Mo.
Everything. Parang, oh no, you're not gonna get away with
this. I don't like
this
top 10 all of a sudden.
Makes you realize things, no?
No. What? It's like, it's a sad story.
It's not that sad of a story.
Because it doesn't quite mean naman na it's over it.
But exactly, but then, you know, what you get is not something you like, you resent.
Eh, pero kung kayo-kayang babae mang ligaw,
But parang may galit.
Parang may ano, may
no, kasi if you think about it, it is kind of unfair.
Oh, please, don't even start that
what?
Unfair thing because you don't go through pregnancy. You don't go through childbirth. You will never...
You don't go through circumcision.
Yeah, one time.
You know yung laban.
But we have kids and on top of that, we have to take care of guys, boyfriends, husbands, and kids, and home. Please,
see?
Don't even.
Look what I did just there. Look what I did just there.
Don't even. Tell me.
You know what I did? I saw a box and I took off the lid. That's all I did.
I hate that unfair. What do you mean unfair? Want to hear unfair?
Okay.
Yeah. Kayo kaya magpa-cesarean section?
No.
Pabukas kaya kayo?
Ay, nako.
Tapos mag-breastfeed na rin kayo.
Tignan mo, nakata, tuloy-tuloy na yan.
Ano, pa-breastfeed?
Parang okay naman
sige,
yan.
Sige, let's try.
Parang okay naman yan.
Let's try that one.
You never win this breastfeeding thing with guys. All the time you lose.
Ang dami mo sinabi dun talaga na
dun. Focus lang. Just the boobs and men, I swear.
Okay, let's try that.
It's a love affair that will never end.
And even for not so men.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it is true. Okay. All right, so if you want to join us, the top 10 signs that the honeymoon is over, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag honeymoon is over.
Feeling ko si Del medyo naga-high blood na. Dapat yata kailangan natin ng ano, something to get the good blood circulation
actually,
going.
You know what you were telling me yesterday about Circulan?
Yeah.
And how the many benefits, but one of the benefits is helps prevent migraines.
Yeah.
Talking to Gino brings me migraines.
And me, I had a buting migraine sa'yo. Yesterday.
Buting nga sa'yo, talking lang eh. Me, looking at you guys pa lang, migraine na ako.
Bitch.
Ayan na, I have a migraine.
Ayan na. Actually, the funny thing is, this Friday morning, all three of us have headaches.
Actually, that's true.
For different reasons.
No, it was funny because like, I think Wednesday, I was the one who had the headache. And then it passed on to Chico.
And then, but he still has it a little bit.
Ako,
I have it right
but
now.
But yesterday was bad.
Like I said, every day that I
Chico,
see you guys, that's what I get.
You know what you should take care of? The
what?
Flow of your blood.
I know.
You know ba? Pag okay yung flood ng dugo mo, you know, other benefits follow.
Okay yung flood ng dugo mo. That's bagay. Flow. No, never mind.
You're talking to yourself again.
Yeah,
include us. Remember, if the blood flow is okay, it helps relieve, you know, feeling of numbness, which Chico has, tingling sensations.
That's... When watching the internet.
Normal blood pressure. You know, it helps prevent migraines, makes you look...
Help enhance memory.
Makes you look and feel younger.
And no, concentration.
The feeling, And even normalize the sleep patterns.
Oh, yeah, for Jimboy.
And actually, I think we all need this, the normalizing of the sleep patterns.
Akala ko yung the pain caused by dysmenorrhea.
Oh, well, yun too. Yun din.
Yun too.
Yun too.
Yun
too.
Yun too.
All right, but Circulan also contains antioxidants.
This show is going to the dogs.
Yun too.
Circulan also contains antioxidants that help maintain youthful vigor and help boost immunity. Oh, you might actually just need this for yourself.
Yes.
So for more than a decade, marami na rin mga Pilipino ang nagpatunay sa pangakong kalusugan na tinutupad ng Circulan.
You're such a kolehiyal.
I know.
Now, Circulan has given countless of Filipinos the chance to live fuller, healthier lives by promoting overall good health through proper blood circulation.
With Circulan, nasa dugo lang yan.
Masaya ang
It's
summer.
Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Chico.
On the Morning Rush, part 3.
The Morning Rush, top 10. Morning Rush, top 10.
Sorry, we have a new bed and I must put it in.
You must.
You must.
I must.
You must. You must increase your bust. Well.
Don't worry, it's getting there.
All right.
Wow. Oh, see, this one is brighter, happier.
Makes
me want to go to sleep, though.
No!
Makes me want to stab someone.
Or it makes me want to go to, like, one of those, what's that? What do you call it? A Renaissance fair?
Yeah.
Diba?
Hindi kasi, you know.
Hello, milady.
Do you know why it creates in me a violent urge? Because ito yung ginagamit ni Chico when he wants to shut the world out.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Like, if he doesn't want to talk to anybody.
Yes, that's what you do. You're an escapist.
Well, yes, but I don't use it. Oh, okay. I use the Hello Kitty.
That's even worse.
But see, it's about, you've got birds chirping, you've got flowers blooming, you've got dragons dragoning.
Dragons dragoning.
Dragons dragoning.
Yeah, diba?
You've got a grown man.
Becoming a grown woman.
Well.
Well. That's drag queen. Dragon.
Dragining.
Yeah, drag queen veil.
Dragoning.
Okay, so we've got the top 10 signs that the honeymoon
is over.
Let's start off with, let's see here. Maliuth. As soon as the lights are turned on. Yung mga tipong maganda lang sa dilim.
Or pag may makeup.
Pag may makeup. The moment na ano na, na wipe off mo na yung makeup, ayun!
Ay, nako.
Dun, dun, dun!
Many stories of such events.
Why?
O sa bagay, sige, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Tapos in my youth naman
yeah.
Eh. I was really young. Like mga last month. I was really young and then I went to a club. And, So say I was dancing with somebody. We were dancing quite happily.
Yes.
Happily.
Dancing in the dark. And then, basta paglabas namin ng club parang, hey!
Yikes! Ito ba yung in love ako?
Ito ba yung kadancing ko? Parang, I don't want to say it.
Why?
Because it'll make me look like a jerk.
You are.
Yeah, we know that now. Oh, no, you say it now. You say it now.
It's just, nagulat lang ako. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go home.
I think you reserve that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then she's like, oh, but I thought you were gonna stay. And I was like, I have work tomorrow. Obviously, I didn't because I was still in college.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I wasn't in college anymore. Or was it? I don't know. Whatever.
Ito na naman ako.
Kasi he's lying, eh. He's covering
I'm
his
not
tracks.
Lying.
Yes, you are. You're covering your tracks.
Ayun niya yung, ano, yung timeline, eh. Ginugulo niya yung timeline.
Oh, you know, but you know, we you catch a fish by its mouth. Bakit? I think it's fair.
It was fun in the dark.
Yeah, marami naman talagang ganun.
Because your deeds are evil.
No, of course not. It wasn't evil at all. It was just like one of those, like, oh, I want to have fun. I don't want to look for Miss Right. I'm looking for Miss Right now.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
I know how and that feels.
It was one of those moments where I actually decided to be spontaneous about it. Yeah. And just be like, dance.
dance
tayo.
Tapos na-realize mo si Miss Rulam, parang Miss.
Hindi pala,
Hindi pala Miss.
Miss naman siya.
Oh,
are you sure?
No, kasi parang, you know, in the dark kasi you don't really see like, the craters in the face or whatever.
Yeah. So, among other things, sometimes it's not even the small detail. minsan the actual face looks different.
Different, yeah. Right.
And paglabas mo parang, oh.
Plus you add to that pa the intoxication level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beer goggles.
Oh.
Pero na, ano no, basag tama.
Sobra, as in, whoa.
And you can't.
You know, whoa. Just more like a.
Just
like,
not your type.
Hindi pala.
Tanggal amats pala.
Parang, okay, time for me to go home.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. I don't think you're a jerk. Kasi it's in the dark eh. Yeah. You're in the club. Obviously, people are gonna look different.
No,
even
but
in
they
a
might
bar.
Think that I'm superficial.
Well,
if you're picking up someone in a club, it doesn't get any more superficial well. Than that.
It's not superficial. What if I was looking for something deeper and meaningful?
Were you
what?
Looking for...
No. What? Kakasabi ko lang, Miss Wright. No.
As deep as a teaspoon.
Oh.
Kay Del lang galing yun ha.
Tignan mo ugali
nito. Alam mo, you're evil.
Grabe, no?
It's at least, di ba?
Alam mo, kayo nakaka-hurt na kayo ng damdamin.
Ay, sus!
Kahit mababaw
you
lang
yung... You and your sharp yung, tongue?
Kahit mababaw lang yung...
Ikaw?
Mababaw pa.
yung emotional depth,
depth
ko.
Depth mo?
Nahahurt pa rin ako.
Nobody cares.
Grabe talaga.
Grabe itong si Del.
Nobody cares. Ay, no!
Alam mo, after I share with you one of my deepest, darkest...
Literally.
Secrets.
Then you turn on me and you make me feel this way. Gabi talaga.
Let's,
I'm telling
let, okay,
guys, then, I'm letting this out into the ano. Parang ito na yung press con ko.
Oh, sige.
Press con ako. I just want everyone out there to know that this show is a really abusive, emotionally abusive show.
I'm glad you admitted it. I'm glad you
it's
admitted
it. It's an emotionally
it.
Abusive
let's just,
show.
Let's just rewind to a couple of months ago.
I know.
We share something with Gino in confidence. On our way somewhere, and the next day we're on the show, there he goes spilling the beans.
I never spilled the beans.
Yes, you did.
No. You louse.
Hey, you know that foot fetish thing? That's all you. I mean, that's not you. That was Del. Because Del read the text message.
Ayun, JJ Hot.
That's not going.
JJ Hot, yung text na, babe, may
naiwanan. Yeah. Ay, hindi. Yun kasalanan mo yun. Kasi you texted
hindi,
me.
Hindi kasalanan yun. You spilled it. No, you know that was in confidence.
That wasn't in confidence.
Yes,
you texted
it is.
Me.
You know that's private. Pero good job.
Pero good job. Tignan mo to. Pero pag sa kanya.
Wala talagang kwenta.
You know,
I just have to
you, know
say.
You guys blame me for your mistakes. Like your fumbles.
No, not mistakes.
Like, okay, like with the Facebook thing. With your... profile
let's
update.
Let's not bring that.
With your profile update.
Let's not bring yeah. that up.
With your profile update, that was you. I just told you, hey, look, Facebook has a new profile.
Look, I only did that because it's convenient to blame you.
See, that's why. You guys use me as a scapegoat. I have feelings
you're
too.
Not a goat.
Scape pig.
Grabe.
Grabe.
Hey, can I just say hi to Kat Sanga? She's tuned in. Good morning.
Good morning.
See, I have a headache now.
Ako, I have two.
Kaming dalawa?
Yes.
Kala ko kung...
Ano?
Kasi two headaches.
Okay nga, kaming dalawa.
Hindi, never mind.
No, he's thinking green.
What?
How many heads do you have?
Isa.
Ay.
No, kasi there's the left brain, the left part of the brain, and the right side of the brain.
It's one head.
Yeah, it's one head. It's
and
one
hindi, huwag kayong magulo.
Tumatawid eh.
Huwag kayong magulo, huwag kayong basag trip pwede.
Tumatawid eh.
The top 10 signs that honeymoon is over, let's see here. Madmat Mark says, lahat ng sagot mo sa tanong niya, either one syllable grunt na lang or two syllables na, uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
My dad's like that, but it's not like, it's a bad thing.
I'm like that.
Yeah, like my
kanina pa akong tahimik kasi parang daming sakto dito.
No, but guys are really like that. They make guttural sounds.
Yeah.
Dad, can I go to the, can I ask mom about,
or ma, sige, kunwari, ask me something. Like, magpaalam ka or something. Kunwari tayo, tapos magpaalam ka.
Okay, can I go have random flings with strangers?
Eh!
ganun yung guttural sound mo.
Eh!
Okay, annoying.
But really, I really think it is a guy thing. Like that,
Guttural sounds, much more of a guy thing. Because women, yak.
And it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't really
yak.
Mean anything. It doesn't
yak.
It doesn't what mean like that the feeling is lesser or that the feeling is gone.
Yeah.
It's just wala lang, parang
again, it's different.
Hindi, pero parang walang gana kasi.
I guess that's it. I mean, because sometimes, you know, when you just met someone that you feel is so different from the rest of the pack.
Yeah.
And you go, oh my goodness, I think this is him. Right. And they're so, you want to spill your soul to them. And they want to talk to you. So there's a lot of conversation going on.
Yeah.
And then fast forward.
You reach
forward,
that day, na bigla na lang. Parang, hey, hon!
Honey, I'm home!
Diba? So
what
sad.
Do you think he sound like? Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Does he have a sound?
Yeah, he makes it. That's all he does, diba? Sound.
And, Keith Len says, I don't understand this, eh. Keep calm and use palm.
Palm oil.
Ah, baka. Baka.
Palm oil.
Kasi dati, ibang klaseng oil.
Dati olive oil. Oh. Ngayon, palm na.
Annette told
stories.
Do you know
that palm oil is actually very good for sight?
Oh.
And it withstands very high temperature, so...
Is it good for skin?
Why? Ay, nako, Gino boy.
Why?
You and your...
What? Is it good for your skin?
Yeah, kasi like olive oil is,
oh,
diba?
Grabe ito talaga. Masak... Ano ba yan, ah? Not exactly.
Medyo masak pa yan.
Masak pa yan.
Medyo masak pa yan.
Annette told stories.
Olive oil, diba? If you rub
olive
it on your skin,
olive oil is like
good.
It's like moisturizer.
So it's for what?
Skin.
Even coconut oil is good for the skin. Eh?
For skin, for sight, for smell, for taste.
At saka maganda sa kunyari, coconut oil. If you put it on your skin, eventually it disappears.
No, it gets absorbed.
It gets absorbed. Ah, so maybe it doesn't
disappear.
Maybe it's not so good. Kung after a while, nawawala agad.
Ano?
Kung after a while, nawawala
agad.
Ano?
It's not so good.
Yung coconut oil. Siyempre, you want it to be a little bit there naman for a bit. Mga ilang minutes. And Annette, bakit?
Disgusting.
Why?
Your skins are so disgusting. Wrap it up, tits.
Okay. Annette told story says, not now, pagod ako.
Oh, well, yeah.
And then,
That's so, no other woman. Babe, I'm tired from work.
Ah, yeah.
When Christine Reyes was, going for Derek Ramsey.
Oh, the seduction scene.
Yeah. I'm tired from work, babe. No, babe, it's okay.
But that's so unreal. Would anyone say no to Christine Reyes?
But who knows? I mean, after a while, maybe because it's just...
After a long while. Wait, why am I the one singing with him? But hindi ikaw.
Si Derek Ramsey.
Long time.
While. Not long while time.
Long while. Kasi may short time.
Love you long time. Chico.
What?
Grabe.
Mr. Maria says, how do I know the honeymoon is over? Every time dumidilat ang aking mga mata.
Naks.
And the entry. And the top. Signs that the honeymoon.
Pag yung honeymoon nyo, October.
Sakto Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Ano naman? Pag Halloween naman, nasasabi ko sa akin, Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween.
Either Halloween o Halloween.
Parang dapat ako yung sabaw, di ba?
Hollywood. Happy Hollywood.
You're so scared.
Labo.
And the top sign that the honeymoon is over comes from the Chunky Buyoy.
He says,
yung pagdate nagte-text ka, ang last statement niya lagi sa'yo, ingat, love you. Tapos maya-maya, ingat. Tapos pagtagal-tagal, kay. Paikli. So actually, it's not so much yung because it's maikli, but more of parang what it means. Diba? Parang K, so it doesn't mean any.
This conversation has just gone from bad to worse. Diba si Del talaga, no? Grabe talaga to si Del.
Parang kanina. Ganon din yun. Ambasas mo talaga. At saka siya unang tumawa.
Diba?
In fairness, hindi diba? Ikaw.
Okay.
Kasi I don't even get what's funny.
Nakakainis. The top 10 signs.
Uy, hindi pala yun.
As time goes by.
It's not what it used to be like.
5 years na ba? Break the title. Make
it. Ano yung nun, no? Kung the moment you get married.
Tapos, tapos yung anniversary nyo, 22nd, parang, oh, I'm sorry.
O, di ba, paano pa ako nag-golden anniversary na kayo?
Oh, negative.
Kate.
Paloob na. Pero you know what? This will be good for ano ah. If this were the case, wala masyado ng mga babae who goes for married men.
That's the cure.
Kasi nakikipag-flirt ka. Oh, so you're married. Yeah, how long have you been married? 10 years.
Bye!
Laters.
Laters, dude.
The scenario is, will you marry me? Never. I will never marry you.
Tapos ko lang, ba't kayo naghiwalay? Bago mawala.
Delikado na eh. Let's not wait till the water runs dry.
Pero kami pa rin ah. Ay, sumakit ulo pa. Ayaw. Okay, the top 10 signs that the honeymoon is over. KNRX, space your entries, and send them to or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag
the morning rush. Alpha Mills on air. The morning rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
He's still buttered breath pa.
Yun naman. He doesn't like this. He likes the peaceful.
I don't like it. I actually love it, but it disturbs me.
But you're not even hearing it because your headphones aren't. Oh, there you go.
No, I heard
but
it.
But you're Kanina. Already disturbed.
I know.
Yeah, good point. But no, I guess it just bothers me that I can't remember the song that it reminds me of.
That comes with age, the memory gap.
Joe, shut up. This song. Anyway, we've got our top 10 for you today. The top 10 signs that the honeymoon, unfortunately, is over.
It's over.
Not the relationship naman. Just
the honeymoon phase.
Let's start off with Mr. Maria. Nung kinis mo yung girl. Nung kinis mo si girl.
Can you stop it?
Gina's pet peeve is that. When people pertain... what's that? No, not when, a qualifier.
When you use an improper noun and you use it as if it were a proper noun.
Si parang client.
Dapat yung client.
Instead of yung client, ang, people say si client.
Si client.
Or,
yeah, si brand.
Si brand. Si...
So, ganun kunyari. Yeah. Kinis mo yung girl. Pero
si girl.
Mo, kinis mo si girl. So,
that's his pet peeve. We can't get over it.
I really can't.
So, nung kinis mo si girl...
Yung
girl, naramdaman mo yung gaspang ng bagong ahit na balbas.
Ay! Pero at least nag-ahit.
At least nag-ahit.
Hindi, tsaka honeymoon na over. Sila pa rin.
Sila pa rin. Oo.
At least nag-ahit, diba? Kaysa naman pinatubo lang.
Oo nga.
Tapos Fu Manchu na yung bigod.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty girl. Like Kate Upton, pero may Fu Manchu.
Oh wow, that's horrible.
What if she's super hot? Super hot, super sexy, talaga everything you ever wanted.
You know how I am with hair. You know how particular I am.
Yeah.
I really get...
Pwede mo namang tanggalin eh.
But still eh.
Bunutan mo isa-isa, may hawak kang dalawang piso. Yung dalawang 1 peso coins.
Or yung mga driver.
Or yung papahabain mo yung kuko mo.
Ay,
sa pinky. Tapos dalawa.
That's my pet peeve.
Para pwede kang maglinis ng ibang kuko.
Diba?
Diba yun? They use the...
At saka ears daw.
Ears.
Pati ears?
Yeah. Yo,
parang,
pang scoop.
Yeah, like a spoon. You know those little spoons for...
I've seen people use a toothpick that they just put cotton on the tip and then use that as a tooth... as a tooth brace. as a cotton bud. That's just weird.
Yeah. What's wrong with you both?
I don't
kanina
know.
Kanina pa kayo. Ano kay Gina kanina? Yung parang grumps mo.
I don't know. I don't remember na.
Wait, hello to to Isabel.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Isabel.
Hi, Isabel. And also Cecil. They're on EDSA.
There.
Traffic is so bad. And
no.
My brother was saying, Paul is saying, girly of the Regional Trial Court of Mandaluyong Branch 213 is a long-time listener.
Mm. Well, thank
so,
you.
Please
thank
greet
you.
Her.
Good morning.
And hey,
pero
once again.
Pero sa chusti pa pala to.
Just in case, you know, just hopefully it gets to her.
Yeah.
Happy, happy birthday to Crystal Bello.
Happy birthday.
She's celebrating her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. If you know her, please tell her happy birthday from
yeah.
us.
Yeah. Tweet her.
You can
or
text her.
Or tweet her.
Yeah.
Tweet her, right.
Lazy Boy Takyo says, kapag si friend mo, pag si friend.
Can you stop it? What? I'm really gonna toss coffee in your face.
Grabe!
It won't really do a lot of damage because it's cold naman.
Oo nga, siya daw yung na-abuse.
Oo, siya daw yung abuse eh.
Grabe talaga.
What? It's not even hot coffee anymore.
Wow, that makes it good. If it's cold coffee.
The most that it'll do is it'll get sticky and I'm sure you're...
Familiar with that
feeling.
Same way you are.
Oh, kasi pag ano, pag you're sweaty, tapos
sticky,
natuyo,
diba? We all are.
Oh. Lazy Boy Taki says, kapag dati, nag-aaway kayo, ina-unfriend ka lang. Ina-unfollow. Hmm. Eh, maya-maya, binablock. Pero ngayon, restraining order na eh. Palala ng palala. Hey. Ellis Dominique says, ito baka meron maka-identify dito. Pag yung status mo sa Facebook, change mo. From in a relationship, no, from married to it's complicated. Kasi why would you change it if you're married?
Yeah.
Kasi nag-change yan, single, in a relationship, pwede mag-change.
But I think that
Pero
goes
in
past...
the Philippines, married doesn't change.
Yeah.
Actually, the only time it changes is if you say you're a widow.
Right. Mm. Ay, meron ba?
Di ba meron?
In Facebook, does it say like Wala widowed?
Ba? No, I don't think it says widowed. It just says... Let me check.
Wala bang
it's better yet. Gone. Why don't you?
The bitch is dead.
Yeah,
why
bang...
don't you just check?
Ayoko
what about
na.
You, Del?
Ayoko na.
What's on your ano?
Oh nga, what's on your ano status?
You know, everyone status. Was asking me, is this it? Is something going to happen? Something big? No, I just forgot to change it a long time ago.
Because if you look at the left side of the about, let's look at ano.
Sige, let's look.
Ay, wag na lang pala. Let's not look na lang.
Come on, Gina boy. Let's look.
Let's not look na lang.
Isa-isa tayo. All three of us.
Let's not na lang.
Come on.
Okay lang. Nawala internet ko.
Ganon. Nawala.
Nag-lag. Wala, hindi naka-LTE.
Ganon.
Ay, nako.
Right.
Hindi pwedeng hindi naka-LTE. Coverage na kasi ano eh. Sorry eh. Mas malaki eh.
Hindi, ano.
Covered tayo nun eh.
Nasa laptop ko kasi. So, hindi ko maano. Wala.
Hindi, pwede mong iyan.
Ay, look! Nag-brown out.
Pwedeng personal hotspot. Pwede yan. Ginagawa ko yun.
Gusto niya talaga ng ganyan? Kasi kung ganun lang, nagde-describe din ako ng photos.
Simulan na natin.
Avria Chocolate says... Yung bago matulog, and something similar from Oscar De La Hopia. Yung bago na lang matulog, imbis na kiss goodnight, hawak pa rin ni Mrs. ang iPad, naglalaro ng Candy Crush. And if you want to get, you know, a little hottie patootie action going, sabihin niya sa'yo, sige, pero pengi mo ng life.
May condition na
May condition.
Ay.
So fitting that we have this in
no,
the background.
I don't think it's the least romantic thing. Someone's playing a game in bed.
Yeah.
Like, not those games, but a game. You know, like, on your iPad or on your phone. But it's a mood killer.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
It's a what?
It kills the
mood.
It kills the mood.
It kills.
Aha.
Kills the
you
mood.
You want to keel over?
It kills.
Diba? Sayang naman
kills
yung...
the what?
The mood.
Oo nga.
The mood dies.
Ay, nako. Yes, it does. Lamborghini says, every once in a while, the sight of your wife or husband's face annoys you for no reason.
But they say this really happens.
Really?
Like, if you've been together for just
why,
such a
Chico,
long time.
Why, Chico? Sa'yo hindi pa?
Never.
Yee!
Not annoy. I mean, unless, kunyari, you're fighting.
Kayo.
There's a reason. Pero yung for no reason, you just find them annoying? Why?
No, like, okay.
It's kind of weird. You find them hot.
I mean, obviously, that's part of it. But like, did you never have that with like siblings? Na parang you love your siblings. But sometimes you just, parang you just wake up and you're like, ugh.
And yeah, with other people, yeah.
Mm, I guess that's the same thing.
With siblings, kasi no, I've never felt that.
Really?
Mm-mm. I could fight with my siblings, pero I never feel that inis.
Na parang you just want to like,
yung parang get out of my life?
Hindi naman.
Get out of my sight?
Kasi when you say annoy, parang ugh. You just want to, you just don't want to see.
Yung gusto mo lang kumutin yung mukha. Kumutin ba? Tama ba?
Kalmutin.
Hindi, yung ikakrumple mo.
Ano?
And si Bono kasi it's kumot eh.
No, no.
Kusutin?
Gusutin yung mukha.
Ay, yun, para.
Kusutin? Wow, what a face. If you could see the face that he's making now.
I am kasi sabi ni Gino eh.
Lukutin?
Lukutin.
There you go.
There. And I need to circulan.
Kasi medyo nag-process yung utak niya. Tapos
nag-lag talaga.
Nag-pout yung lips niya. Both eyes went
up.
Diba? Chris Marie says, pag nag-I love you ka, tapos ang sagot niya sa'yo sa text, hehehe. Not even thank you.
Well, I think that's something else.
OMGN says, you say, good morning, beautiful. Tapos ngayon ang ano mo sa kanya in the morning. Pero, oy. Oy.
Huwag naman uy.
Parang it's so unfeeling. Uy!
I really don't like this top 10.
What? And
is this where we're all headed?
No naman.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe this is just a sad reality that is life.
Maybe.
Maybe we're never really supposed to be entirely happy.
Oh, talaga napunta doon bigla. Nasa ano lang tayo, honeymoon.
No, I think you can be... You can be entirely
maybe
happy,
content.
But not all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There are like, you know,
like
waves of
rough
happiness.
Patches, yeah.
Yeah, there are rough patches and waves of happiness.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 signs that the honeymoon is over comes from Camilo.
He says,
kahit gaano kayo kasaya, pero kung kailangan ng gumawa ni Adele ng bagong album, the honeymoon is over.
Kailangan pa yakin mo siya.
Kailangan na ng material eh. Yay. So it can't be. Saan siya pa huhugot kung masaya na siya? So it has to be. Has to
actually
be.
She's in trouble because she's pretty happy.
She is.
Yeah.
She'll start coming up with really sucky happy songs.
Or she could actually be good at happy songs.
Oh, tapos kita mo no, may dance track na si Adele.
Wow.
What is she going to come up with?
I feel so close to you right now.
No, that's really something
yeah.
to look forward to.
Actually, her next album.
Her next album.
Now she has fire.
To the rain.
Ganun na yung mga
tunog. Diba? All right, so if you want to join us for the top 10 signs that the honeymoon
is over.
Not Hollywood. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Honeymoon is Over.
This is RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Wow, it makes me so happy hearing this. I don't know, there's something about it. It's just, it transports me to a beautiful place.
It calms him.
I just feel so happy.
Change it. Change the bed now.
To the one that disturbs him. All right, we've got the top 10 signs that the honeymoon is over. For Rene Boy says, yung after you have a really romantic evening, quote-unquote, romantic evening.
Mm-hmm.
Humihingi ng tip.
Ano yun?
Patay!
Hey, ang tip, you only give a tip after you've paid.
Exactly. Honeymoon is over. Coming from Mr. Maria. Yung bang 90s love team kayo noon? Tapos biglang si girl. They're all sending it in now like this. Tapos ngayon, si girl. Ang gusto, white chocolate na. Ayaw na sa brown chocolate.
Tapos si Guy naman. Gusto rin. Si Guy din.
Oh, how things change through the years.
Honeymoon is over among friends naman. Yung sinabi mo na may secret ka, sasabihin ng kaibigan mo, promise. Hindi ko sasabihin kahit kanino. Tapos the next day, alam na ng lahat.
Kasi daming ganun, ah.
Yeah, daming ganyan.
But a lot of people are really like that. I think it's more than,
alam mo yung,
maybe they just want the attention.
Hindi, alam mo yung style. They're the ones na, they make you feel like you're not spilling secrets.
Yeah.
They're just so good at conversation.
Yeah.
They make you, without you knowing it, they're making you say stuff that you wouldn't normally
tell other people.
Tapos yun na.
No,
because it didn't come out as if it were a secret.
A secret.
Pagsasabi nila sa lahat.
What I'm trying to think of is why they would do that. And then I figured that, you know how like, like, let's just say with certain people, they like delivering the news first.
Yes.
So
yes.
Parang it's like, oh, you heard it from me, huh?
Yeah. Kahit sa Twitter, di ba yung kailangan ikaw yung first? Yung kailangan may nabalitaan kang news, i-retweet mo kagad, hoping that you're the first.
One of the first.
May mga ganon. Kasi there are people who do that because they just like disseminating
pero
information.
Pero sometimes, the secret is so juicy.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Parang it's just, you know, parang, oh, if you guys knew what's going on. Yeah.
Para kunwari, ano, real, ano, identity ni Baby Whale, that's a really juicy secret.
Yung real status sa Facebook ng mga kaibigan mo.
Oo. Oh. Ayun.
Isa naman.
Ayoko, ayoko sumali. Alam ko kasi pag sumali ako, ako yung kawawa. I know the drill.
You know what? With secrets, I think...
I have the least...
No naman.
Gino Boy, I think.
Oh, I have the least secrets.
I mean, secrets na parang...
Na... secrets na...
Man, siguro, I can think of a couple. Pero hindi yung, alam mo yun, yung juicy fruit.
No, kasi I have the emotional depth of a teaspoon.
Ako yung least.
Meron ka
Wala.
Hindi, nain ako meron ka. Mm. Yung mga kwento mo.
Hindi naman secret.
Hindi ba? Sige nga, kwento nga natin.
Okay, that's it. Here's a nice observation from a friend of ours. She thinks that Gino has the most quote-unquote common secrets.
Yeah.
Like a secret that people out there might have.
Yeah.
So it's a secret because he doesn't want everyone to know it.
Pero it's not common. Eh, yung mga secret na binihichi ko, not so common.
Wait, so I'm not unique?
Hindi. You're run-of-the-mill.
Alam mo, ito si Del, ang sakit magsalita.
Yeah, first you have the emotional depth of a teaspoon.
Now I'm run of the mill.
You're run of the mill. You're not really special.
I'm just kidding. You know I'm just kidding.
Grabe, no? Cuts you to the bone.
Ikaw naman.
She's an emotional fillet-er.
Right?
She fillets you.
She's an emotional grinder and not the good kind of grinder.
Not the fun kind of grinder.
What's the good kind of
grinder? The one on the mobile app.
The one that we have a common account.
Ito ba yung...
A shared account. Tom Hanks.
Diba? Grabe talaga. Alam mo, Del, you took it too far.
Now he's really like
you've
hurting.
Overstepped your bound.
As he's in, now bleeding. Emotional droplets.
Right now, I could cry on the spot.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
See, people are getting ideas. Like the James Harold was just saying, parang mediocre ang peg.
Oh, no. Sobra man, you're a little higher than mediocre.
Wow.
No, okay, let me qualify. Kasi kami ni Chico marginalized.
Quote-unquote
marginalized. Ikaw kasi you're mainstream. That's what I wanted to say.
Kami kasi spinster.
Hipster. Ay, naku. Ay, hirap ka company. Ito nadudulas ko.
Hipster.
Hindi, you're like more mainstream. You're more like...
So conformist ako.
Hindi ka naman conformist. You're just
hindi.
Parang...
No, you don't do it because you want to conform to other people. It's just what you want. And what you want is normal. Kami.
Medyo...
Deviant.
Deviants kayo.
Hindi na, sabi ng psychologist.
Sabi ng psychologist. Hindi na daw.
And,
the giveaways on this show.
Whatever.
Guys, I don't know.
Whatever.
Kung hindi nyo pag-gets yun.
Ay, hindi. Pag kami pa tinanong nyo, ha?
Ewan ko sa inyo.
I know.
And, Keng Karot says, you're so comfortable. This is what I'm saying. Hindi naman siya necessarily bad. It's just that these are the signs that, well, you're done with the honeymoon stage. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily follow that the stage that comes after the honeymoon stage is an inferior one. It's just a different one.
It's more sustainable.
Exactly. So, kunyari, Ken Karot says, yung habang naliligo ka, kakatukin ka niya at sasabihin, matagal ka pa ba, han, na jijebs na ako. I mean, like, you're just comfortable enough. It's not as romantic as when you were still dating, but it's just a different,
And I guess if you look at it in a different perspective, you can always just think to yourself that he loves me enough to actually really be himself.
That's what I'm saying.
Around me.
It's not as romantic, it's not as sexy, but it's more real.
It's real. It's realer.
It's not necessarily bad.
Nako si Del, meron tong sasabihin.
It's that pregnant silence, di ba?
Who you calling?
No!
Sabi ko, what?
Who are you calling, ha? Who are you calling? Who are you calling post? Who are you calling post? Check my Twitter, at Delamar Arias. You'll see it there.
No, you know what I mean. Yung silence
choice of word.
You know what I mean. Di ba? When a silence means parang merong manganganak pa na statement. That's what it means. Ay, nako.
You're not helping.
Oh, go. Not at all. What were you going to say about it?
No, I think it really depends on...
the nationality.
It has a lot to do with that.
What? No, because the shift. The shift from exciting to just your life being happy. And
comfortable.
Yeah, comfortable, but also like quiet.
Yeah.
It's not exciting because you don't want to know if they love you. Because part of the honeymoon is not knowing.
Yeah, it's figuring out.
Figuring out.
Ito, you know na.
You know that they love you. You know that they're there. They're not going to leave, not anytime soon.
Yeah.
You know, so you reach a certain type of happiness.
A plateau.
Yes. For me, a different kind of happiness.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what's hard with the honeymoon stage... for me is...
it's manic,
not,
eh?
Yeah, it's manic. And you're
very emotional.
And you're never really yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
you
somehow,
do things that are not...
you're on your guard.
Yeah.
The way you your hair, even when you wake up next to them, you know...
you don't want them to smell your morning breath.
Yeah.
You don't want to fart in front of them.
You rush to the bathroom, brush your teeth before you, you know, they wake up. I mean, it's different. So I guess it's a different... It's for
not
me,
necessarily less. But
for me, it's happier.
Yeah, siempre.
And then, but there's another thing, kasi like there's actually a scientific study that says the passionate love only lasts for like I think a year.
2 years.
Yeah.
Well, dun nga sa study na nakita parang a year and 3 months lang or a year and 4 months.
Your brain can't sustain it.
Yeah.
For me, seriously, I'm sure you remember this, Del. We got to talk to the wife of Senator Freddie Webb, and you know what? That really.
Made its mark on me.
And that's what she said. She goes, you know what? A lot of young people don't realize. Passion, the passion that, as we know it, really ends. But it's not necessarily bad.
Yeah.
She was saying, trust me, even the most gorgeous people on the planet, even if you got it on with them, the passion will fade. Most people would suddenly go...
pero masarap itry.
Hindi, pero diba? But most people would fight. Of course not. I don't want the passion to fade. No. You don't understand... what it actually means.
And what it translates into.
What it translates into. And I was like, wow. That's Mrs. Beth Webb, right?
Yes.
So I was really like, whoa. My mind was blown. I was really like, it just seemed, coming from somebody who's been there, who is there, but it just seemed so wise to me.
Mm-hmm.
And Camilo says, once the honey becomes not so sweet and the moon seems half as bright in honeymoon. And Elliot Girl says, pag wala ng selosan na nagaganap, kahit konti.
Oh, then I will be forever on a honeymoon. What people don't know is I'm a really jealous person. I rationalize it, but I am very, very jealous. I with everything. But it's, I don't let
so
it...
So naiingit ka sa mga lifestyle namin, sa mga bodies namin.
Do you want me to be mean again? Because that was just an opening. You just, you know, nagbukas ng gate. Meron ako sasabihin.
It's like you offer a goodie on a plate and expect me not to eat it.
What are you doing to me? This is torture.
Trying to see how much of an evil person you are.
And Mr. Maria says, pag yung sinusuutan mo na ng paper bag yung ulo niya.
Yeah. Feeling ko.
You think? And OMGN says, yung before, tara. Yung ngayon, dalian mo. And there's a difference. Isa niyayaya ka niya, isa minamadali ka niya. And let's see here. Angel Rain says, pag ang tinatawag na niya sa'yo ngayon, dati hon, babe, sweet, ngayon yung full maiden name mo. As in, wala na yung apelido niya. Tinanggal na yung apelito niya.
Oh my gosh!
And also, Oh, here's a, well, here's a romantic way to think about it. Camila says, only death can say that the honeymoon is over. Diba? And also, the entry and the top. Anong ba to?
Top.
The top.
Oh, and the top.
And the top. Sign that the honeymoon is over comes from Kiko Monster.
Kiko Monster says,
the honeymoon is over kung nag-cartwheel ka, na nag-cartwheel ka sa bubog, nag-somersault ka habang nag-juggle ng 8 balls, kumain ka ng apoy habang tumutulay sa alambre, at naglalakad ka sa baga ng walang suot, and wala siyang napapansin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, figuratively.
Figuratively. Yeah.
You're doing all
but
sorts
you're doing
of things.
Everything.
Everything.
You're and sleeping with people. You're
there's
leaving.
Just nothing. And that's what they say. It's the real death. Huh? It's not the jealousy. It's not the anger. Because they say when you're angry at somebody,
there's
that's
still passion.
Passion.
Yeah.
Yung walang pakialam.
Yeah.
That is the true
apathy.
Death. Is the true
indifference.
Death.
Indifference. Yeah.
Pag yung ano, four na cha, apathy.
Why did it have to be today?
You're making my headache worse.
Why did it have to be today?
Uy, may apat tayong bisita. Kailangan gusto nila lahat ng tsaa. Don't worry, meron tayong apathy. So,
ibig sabihin mo that's the death?
Yes.
You can you see your death?
Or tsaka ano, pwede rin pala pag ano, pagkakain ka ng phone.
Oh no.
Apa.
Apa.
Tapos tea.
Bakit tea?
Tea. As in tea. Like green tea.
Ah, apa, tea.
Hindi masyadong funny.
I wasn't trying to be funny. Had I tried to be funny.
She's on a roll.
I know, right? What a...
She's on a roll.
I'm sorry.
Kanina pa siya.
Because I have a headache.
Nah, no.
You should have a headache more.
Every day.
No! I protested this headache.
Pakita mo sa umaga na pinupukpok ko yung ulo ni Dev.
Ano kinakawa mo? Making the show more interesting.
Yes. Pupukin ko lang yung ulo niya.
Hey, wait. Before everything else,
magana yung ulo niya.
Can we just say happy, happy?
Oh my God. I am the green one.
Ay, grabe to.
Ay, Del.
Grabe ka, Del.
That's too much.
Oh, you were saying...
Happy birthday to Wina Pineda of Splash Corporation. Now, we hope that for every candle on your cake, you get a wonderful surprise. So, cheers from your OMD and Splash family. Happy,
yes,
birthday.
Happy birthday!
And speaking of birthdays, can we say happy, happy, happy birthday to Mam Chingay Barrero?
Happy birthday!
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Chino.
On the Morning Rush, part four!
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Alam mo, dapat wag ka lang malalaglag while mounted ka. Ay, naku.
Yes, nice. It's like Rick rolling.
Ay, naku.
Awesome.
Hindi, can you imagine pag yung mountain climbing ka, tapos nalaglag ka, yung kanta mo, tayo'y mga Pilay! Kasi nalaglag ka. All right, so here we go. We've got the final batch of the top 10 signs that the honeymoon is over. Let's start off with What's Up, Marky. With What's Up, Marky. When the excitement to go to work on a Monday is replaced by dread and a longing for the weekend.
Mm. Oh no, that's us. That's us every week.
And then for
no, but then again, I think a lot of people really go through that. I mean,
well, especially
yeah,
if you work hard.
If you work hard.
Yeah, the honeymoon is over. Mm. Yung tapos na yung parang you're so, always so excited. Mr. Maria says,
siguro naman kayo, lalo na kayo.
Ay, nako.
I mean, no, think about it. Literally, if you're still like in the honeymoon phase now, I'd be really surprised.
Scared.
To be honest, I never felt bad about going to work. Like, you don't want to go to work.
It's the waking up.
Until recently.
Yeah.
It's the waking up.
Kasi ako, as soon as I'm out of the bed, I'm okay.
Yeah.
There's
same
nothing.
Here.
There's no debate in my head. I'm going to work. I'm going to have fun.
It's the waking up.
It's just really the waking up.
No. Okay, with me, because, okay, fine. Sometimes it's enjoyable naman to work with both of you.
Begrudgingly.
At least kasi sinabi ko sometimes it's not really what I wanted to say. But you know what I mean? It's really just a waking up, especially if you're coming from a really long night out.
Yeah.
Like today?
Mr. Maria says, pag may mga police cars na nakabantay sa Quezon Ave.
The honeymoon is over.
Madmat Mark says, tango at taas kilay na lang ang usapan niyo sa umaga.
Because sometimes like that's okay, but them. If that's not what you want.
Yeah.
Because there are people who like it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, I like a lot of... I like a lot of talking.
I like those hugs from behind.
Whoa.
Hindi. Hug nga lang.
Whoa. Whoa, that's too much, Chico.
Sobra, hindi yung... Ay, grabe kayo.
No, that's too much.
Yung kunyari... Parang nanghulat ka sa bilang, hey!
Hindi, yung kunyari nagluluto what? Siya. What? Yung nagluluto siya, tapos you hug them from behind. Diba? It's really nice. Jelly Shoso says, pag si hubby...
So alam na natin kung sino yung nag-hug.
Kasi, alam, na natin may...
alam naman natin hindi nagluluto itong isa.
Yung you're both in bed, nagbabasa ng libro. Sounds sweet, di ba? Pero si hubby ang binabasa, 101 positions. Tapos si wife ang binabasa, 102 excuses.
Kinaunter.
Chris Marie says, pag nag-threat ka ng... Nag-threat si wife ng... makikipag-break ako sa'yo. Tapos ang sagot ni husband, Kebs.
Grabe.
Tsaka two-pronged problem yan.
Kasi, and tsaka what guy would say Kebs?
Dine Girl says, pag kinalabit ka niya, ang ibig sabihin, padedean mo na yung baby and nothing more.
Oh, that's all it means?
That's all it means. Tapos si Dine Girl also says, yung dati, honey, I'm ready with matching kindak. Ngayon, psst, dali. Elliot Girl says, pag hindi na siya nagpo-post sa IG ng pictures niyo, puro food na lang.
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Bond says, pag yung kunyari nag-shower ka, tapos bilang may nadinig mo, nag-open yung door, and you're like, whoa. Yung pala sasabihin lang niya, bilisan mo, late na ako.
And you thought it was a nice surprise.
Darv says, when you look at your wedding ring on your finger, and you think, what have I done?
Oh, wow.
My God.
Oh, that's bad.
That's bad.
That's not just the honeymoon. That's
the
marriage.
The
marriage, yeah.
Shivana says, yung first word sa sentence, yung pag nag-argue kayo, dati ang first word mo lagi, honey, you know, as you're about to give your argument. Ngayon, listen.
Or anak ng...
Diba?
Big wala diff. Na yung honey.
Glad Jator says, yung alam mo ang pinakasalan mo si Snow White, pero one morning gigising ka, ang katabi mo na si Princess Fiona. Pomelo Melo says, the only time you get breakfast in bed is when you're confined in the hospital.
Have you ever served anyone breakfast in bed?
No, I don't know how to cook.
No, I mean like a sandwich or something. Or no, nagpa-deliver ka ng...
Bawal kasi ang food in bed.
Ako kasi I get...
You get breakfast in...
Breakfast in bed.
I think kasi it's more... It's not really a Filipino trait.
I agree.
But diba? Diba?
Kasi diba sa movies, laging breakfast in bed.
Diba, this is why I don't like talking to you both anymore.
Hindi totoo eh.
Honestly.
But it's true.
Usually in American movies,
American movies talaga yung parang, I got you breakfast. Tapos what is it? Pancakes
sorry,
and
sorry.
Eggs and bacon.
Gino Boy mali. Dapat, I got you breakfast in bed.
I got you breakfast in bed.
My God.
They're not always from the Midwest.
He doesn't talk like that.
That's okay.
I got you
pancake.
I got you pancake.
With a bacon.
And hot dog.
But it really is.
Oh, Chico.
No, di ba? Hindi, kasi nga. And,
It's boho juice.
Oh my gosh.
Why?
Stop texting me.
Stop it. Go, please,
you remember when
stop,
you said it was a Filipino thing? And,
Sorry, ano ka?
Stop!
Come on.
Baby, wala.
Wait, what's worse? Says, ito ba o fetish?
Mas grabe to eh.
Mas grabe to kasi sa yesterday's feet-ish. Go.
Nako.
He's gonna kill me.
I am so going to kill you, Dad.
You know, Baby Whale texted you.
Ay, nako.
Oo nga. Tama.
Diba? It's
tama
not
eh.
His call.
Ay, nako.
Look. Hindi ko alam ang excuse. But I'm still going to read
it. Hindi nga call ni Chico yan eh.
Ay, nako!
Kung baga may nag-send sa'yo ng entry, it's your right to read it.
Hindi, kasi sinasabi lang naman niya.
Come on! Del, do it.
Iba daw ang breakfast ni Chico.
Oh! Oh my God!
Oh! Oh no! Oh no! What have I done? My God, my God, what have I done?
At saka yung, siya yung namimili.
What have I done, sweet Jesus? What have I done?
That's a perfect song. Meron na tayong bagong song.
Oh my God, what have I done?
For Rene Boy said, oh, last three, for Rene Boy.
Umalis, ng hair.
Umalis ka ng bansa for a business trip na 1 year. Pagbalik mo, may bago na kayong bunso. And Elliot Girl says, pag through thick and health lang siya nasa tabi mo. Yung thin and sickness naglaho na.
Can we just say quickly hello to Franny who's on the road today?
Hello,
Franny.
Hello.
Hi, Franny.
And while we're at it, just a quick hello to the new to the branch of Asia United Bank in Piccadilly, Jenny, Melvin, Jinky, Sam, and to Jarrell. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Sige ako na rin. Hello to Melba and Trampoline.
What kind of this is not a competition.
Melba and Trampoline.
Tsaka na po competitive. Grabe.
Hindi ka na lang mag-hello kay Baby Whale because obviously
hello, Baby,
oh, Baby Whale's too.
And the top sign that the honeymoon is over comes
hello to Yogan, by the way.
Mr. Vader.
Mr. Vader says,
the honeymoon is over when Rick Astley gives you up, sinumbong mo si Tulfo at tinulugan ka ni Kuya Jer.
Hindi lang yun. At saka tinantanan ka ni Mike and
Rick. Ay, nako. Alright, what about us? Signs that the honeymoon is over. Not necessarily the relationship, just the honeymoon.
Okay, the honeymoon is over when the website starts asking for a credit card.
I agree. I agree.
Kahit free pa yan.
Hindi ko alam eh. I don't have an entry.
What? We have to have an entry.
Or the honeymoon is over when she stops waxing her legs or something like that. I don't know. Diba? Yung like, you sort of let yourself go na eh.
Oh, and can we just say hello to Frosty Bones?
Hi, Frosty.
Hello, Frosty Bones.
Frosty Bones.
Good
I'll
morning.
I'll call you Faust.
Yeah, Faust.
Hi, Faust.
Oh my gosh, hello, Frosty Bones. Your tita Mon Mon.
He's so handsome.
Frosty Bones.
So he's so handsome. What a handsome guy.
Yeah. So hello, Frosty Bones.
Hi there.
Hello.
I guess if you're on vacation.
Yeah.
Tapos it yung parang you stayed out too long and you're not enjoying it. The honeymoon is over.
Oh.
If, for example, you start wishing it was your time to leave the resort.
Oh, that's horrible.
Because that's something you dread.
You're supposed to be in a nice place.
In a nice place, and you want to, you know, push the date back.
Yeah.
Not if, you know.
I'd probably say the honeymoon is over when,
I wouldn't know because it's still not there.
No. I don't know. Siguro when you don't use your pet names anymore and you start calling. I find it so weird. It's so weird, no? Because I used to hate like baby talk and pet names. But when you start calling. Because I find it weird now using your real name. When you call each other with your real name.
Give us an example.
Sige nga, what's the real name ba?
Ito naman, dapat nga simple lang. Give us an example, tapos hintay mo madulas.
Wala na
wala
siya.
Hindi, when you stop using your pet names.
Oh, so instead of, ano ba, baby whale? Oh,
hindi, ano? Wag na baby whale, iba na lang.
Instead of be.
Instead of be, ano?
Hindi, yung iba na lang.
Ano nga?
Yung pangalan.
Ano?
O basta, yun na yun.
Ano yung pangalan? Well, let's go through the letter.
Time to go.
Letter.
Z?
to go.
All right, we gotta go.
We'll see you.
All right, see you guys next week.
Enjoy your weekend.
And hey, next week.
We'll see you tomorrow at the RX Stick-On, which is happening over at Eastwood.
Yes, 10 o'clock. It starts 12. At 10.
Then you go Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
12. 12. 12. Oh,
we're
so
there
we have enough time.
Yes. Yeah, okay. We're there at 12. Hey, bring your dogs.
Yes, I want to bring
Are
my
Are you
dogs.
Bringing your dogs?
Yes.
I'm really bringing mine.
I'm really bringing mine. No, sige, we'll bring ours.
Ah, si Del OP. No, but seriously, we'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. And hang in there, LiveWire up next. Bye, guys.
Bye.
And also, we'll see you in the morning if you're joining the Good Housekeeping Run.
Yes.
We'll be hosting it.
5 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
All right. Alrighty, bye, guys.
Bye.
Good Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.